Hey guys, welcome back to Small Time Critics Podcast. I'm one third of Small Time Critics. My name's Mo.
Ken.
And Hamid Ashi.
Ken.
Still here, brother.
You're part of the crew, man.
I'm home.
He's home now. I love that.
Might as well be a Small Time Critic now.
That's Stockholm syndrome.
I love that.
Yo, I'm going to make this episode a bit better. Just a little bit better.
What am I looking at? Oh snap. At the time of recording. Do you know what? I don't want to say it because we might lose, bro.
Shut up, let's go.
Yeah, okay.
Oh wow.
It's about football, but it's cool. Guys, for this episode, we are doing a review for Avatar: The Last Airbender. Netflix is Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Was it that? I'm joking.
Don't need to do that.
Before we get into it, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out, and follow Ken Ken Reviews on the socials you see on the description below.
Yeah.
All right, guys, who wants to start?
Can I go first?
Please.
Okay. So
actually, I will get the gloves out right now if I don't like what you say.
Listen. There's no Bobby, just straight.
Let me tell you, just before you go, Avatar has a special place in my heart.
Okay. Yeah.
Airbend him then.
Listen, I might give you that fire or whatever. Anyway, listen, so.
Nah, he's already taken a piss.
No, listen.
He said he's going to give you the fire.
Yeah.
So every single, like, Avatar fan of the three seasons of the anime Nickelodeon show should be ashamed of themselves if they recommend this or tell anyone to watch this Netflix show.
Have you watched the cartoon?
Let me finish. Because I have never watched the animated show at all, yeah? What you should have said is watch the animated show so you can see a fantastic... Because everyone says it's an incredible show, the animated show.
Yeah.
Outstanding show. And I have no reason to not believe you in it. But for you to co-sign, for anyone to co-sign this atrocity that Netflix released, yeah, is ridiculous. No. Because this show was so bad.
No.
Yeah, the Netflix show, the Netflix one, not the live action, not the animated show.
Wait, have you seen the live action?
I've seen the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, horrible, horrific. Okay, good. I've seen that.
Mo, chill, man.
So for me, the animated show is probably one of the best shows ever, yeah?
You haven't seen it!
But listen.
What are we doing here?
Listen, I said probably. I haven't seen it.
You said probably.
Thank you.
Somebody cut his mic.
Can you let me finish?
Sorry, guys.
You're landing in the water, bro. This is so...
Or the fire or whatever. Listen, so...
He's still going. Let him have it.
So, this show is so bad and it's such a bad representation of how great
of something you ain't seen
of something I haven't seen in it. Mm-hmm. So for me, from the outside looking in, as someone who's never watched Avatar, the animated show, yeah, to then watch this and the M. Night Shyamalan thing, it's not looking good.
Okay, so if I tell you, hey, yeah, I've watched the cartoon and I've watched the show and it's a decent representation, you're still gonna be like, no, it's not.
Then I'm gonna say to you, Mo, we watched two different things because I watched a show with no nuance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the writing was horrific. Some of the dialogue lines, you know what I mean? I've wrote a couple on my phone.
Some of it was the same as the cartoon.
No.
What do you mean?
What?
No.
But you have to understand as well, translating animation to live action, yeah, even if it's the same lines, very different.
It might not bang all the time, fair enough.
But this is not like an R-rated show.
It's still a PG show at the end of the day.
My question is this, yeah? Apparently, there's. Cause I've spoken to two people that have watched.
You ain't spoken to no one, man.
Listen. I have. Two people watched the anime show.
Did you ask
me? I couldn't because we're doing a review on it.
Okay. So you need to check in.
Yeah, I'll check in with him after this. But for me,
you get your pulse.
I'm getting a headache.
They said that there was so much nuance, and there obviously it was a show about someone who wanted to go on adventures at like Aang, and then towards like obviously season two and season three, there's more adult themes, stuff like that. Whereas this, everything is told to you, everything is spoon-fed. There's no nuance, there's no need for anyone who's the audience to think about anything that's happening because they're telling you everything that's happening. Okay. You know what I mean? Okay. And it gives no room for character development, yeah? There's maybe two or three characters which are actually decent in this. There's nothing wrong with the acting, by the way, before you say anything. I thought the actors did very well because there's some really like top-level actors in this.
Are you okay?
Fair play. But for me, overall, this show was really, really bad. And like Kem, you're talking about a slog. For me, I wanted this to be over as quickly as humanly possible.
I know you got some sauce to give, yeah? Because it seems like Ken's going to carry the same. So let them have their time. Let them have their time.
I'm just
saying. No, I'm just saying. So Ken, let us know, please.
acting was terrible.
All over?
The best actor in this show was Katara.
Katara. Yeah.
She was
yeah.
the best actor out of the trio.
What about the brother that's I-R-O-H? I can't remember. How do you say it?
Bro?
No.
How do you say it?
No, Hash, you spoke.
And Saka.
Hash, you spoke.
He grinded my gears, man.
You're talking about General Iroh.
Yeah, Hash, you
General
spoke.
General Iroh, yes. I thought it was a character.
You spoke, man.
Yeah, let Ken have his time, please.
The soccer guy. Soccer, isn't it?
Yeah, soccer.
Yeah, no. He grinded my gears. I get it. He's supposed to be a funny character. But it doesn't translate well in live action.
Mm.
Obviously, top dog, Ozai.
Ozai.
He's a legend
in
the acting thing anyway.
Daniel Dae Kim. Yeah.
Yes.
Who else was good?
Zuko, what do you think of him? Zuko was a good actor.
His passion and rage that he was displaying, cold. The uncle was all right.
Yeah, Iroh, yeah.
Aang now. I don't know, man, I felt like a child, man.
Love it, man. Bro, he had the same, he was back in the thing for Miles Morales, just the same thing. Just love it, man.
The Aang actor, he's fresh on the scene, man. He looked like he's still in school.
He's a kid, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As a child actor, you still have to get me.
Yeah.
Really like about the cry,
bro. I might, bro.
But other than, and obviously Jun Tao, obviously, he's a good actor.
Mm. He is a good actor.
Jun Tao was which one?
Zhao.
Yeah.
Oh, Zhao. Yeah. Right.
Jun Tao from
Zhao. Have you seen the cartoon?
I haven't watched it in its entirety.
Okay. Kem, please.
I'm on the side of the table. I'm saying, to be fair, when the first episode, I was a bit apprehensive, but then I grew into it because I was accepting for what it was.
Okay.
Mm. Like it's not One Piece where obviously you could, again, it's R-rated somewhat, but then with this, it's a kid show, and it's a journey.
Nah.
No.
No.
Doesn't translate well. This was not a kid's show, bro.
Why not?
They were
it was so dark,
man.
People were burnt to a crisp. It's not so much a kid's show, but like when the main people, like when they're in their dynamic, they're kids at the end of the day.
Yeah,
they're
kids
not going to speak.
The show,
they're
but not, it's not a kid's show.
Okay. There's not a kid's show. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I tried to watch it with my kids and they were burnt. Is he dead? Yeah, he's dead. He burnt, isn't it? Yeah, and that's again, like I was saying, it doesn't translate all the time,
and the tone as well.
Yeah, okay, I can see what
you've had your time.
I can see what you lot are saying, but again, as I said, as it went along, I was okay. I in the proverbial said, I got on the bison. I was along. I was gone with the ride, and
yep.
I was okay with it. And then, to be fair, at first was a bit like, I was looking at him thinking like they've tried to find somebody who looks exactly like the character.
He does look like
But then he sort of came into his own in the character, which I was okay with him. But then apparently he was very sort of misogynistic in these sort of cartoons and and they took that away from it. But not being so sort of not being so understanding or knowing of the cartoon so much, it didn't take too much away from me because I didn't know.
This is what my nephew said. He said a lot of the character development and character building was taken away. Was taken away because of decisions like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, for example, Katara, to not mention the way, like, obviously we've got the flashback of her mum dying.
Yeah.
But then for us to not really kind of get any...
I got it.
You know what I mean?
Got any work.
I got it. I got it.
Go anywhere. Finish your sentence.
But it's not a fight, Mo. No, it's not a fight.
No, I don't know what he's gonna say.
No, but you're being like, okay, like, Mo. Could you tell us now?
Avatar has a special place in my heart. Yeah, I love the cartoon in it. Like, I laughed, I cried, everything. I love this cartoon, bro. Like, for real. Aang for me is one of my favorite characters in everything ever. He's one of my favorite. Because of his character development in the cartoon. He went from a child who he didn't want the responsibility of being the Avatar. It's too much for him. Losing all of his people and having to find his purpose in the world and then maturing and understanding what he needs to do. And at the same time, just wanting to goof off with his friends and just have an adventure and stuff like that, right? I'm gonna say this, the first episode, it completely shat on M. Night Shyamalan's movie alone. Oh, just the first episode alone. Yeah. Yeah.
This is what I was saying to you. This is probably what held it back. Whoever created this,
I actually don't know, you know.
Whoever
that's a good question.
Was said, I just need to beat M. Night Shyamalan. That's all I need to beat.
That's all it took to get Greenlight for season 2. Yeah.
Just had to
M. Night Shyamalan movie was atrocious. Yeah. It was so bad. I think for me, why M. Night Shyamalan was so bad is the use of the elements and how they used the fighting skills. It was too much
to produce. It's very clear it wasn't a person that was familiar with the source material as well.
Yeah, but this one I was okay because...
You're not familiar with it either, what do you mean?
This guy is...
Listen, no, I reviewed what I watched in this trash.
I'm just going to say this, yeah. Listen, obviously, like, at the end of the day, the cartoon has, like, each season has, like, 20-something episodes, isn't it? This is obviously, what was it, 8? Or something like that?
Yeah.
There's 8 episodes, isn't it? They're going to skip through certain things, isn't
it,
right?
That's not an excuse, man.
That's not an excuse. I'm not saying it is. No, I'm saying that's a detriment to the show, isn't it?
Okay.
But for what they did show, the important parts, I thought it was great. Like, first of all, in the cartoon, they never showed us the air nomads being killed.
Mm-hmm.
We just heard about it, right? Mm-hmm. Them showing that first scene, I thought was great. The fighting in it, I thought the way they showed air, fire, earth, all of that stuff, it was incredible in my opinion. The second episode, you lot can't tell me you lot weren't hyped when you saw Avatar Kiyoshi come to the village and smack up all of them firebenders.
That was cool.
Huh? Aang, you must be a merciless warrior. And he's there scared, like, no, I can't. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, listen, I'm not saying this is a perfect show. It's not. And it's definitely not as good as the cartoon. It absolutely isn't. But for me, in terms of adaptation, I think they did a good job.
You know what, Mo?
Don't
forget him. Bro, I'm just saying, I know what set you claim. I know what set you claim.
You know what set I claim, bro.
Avatar,
Avatar,
yeah.
Man. Shout out to you, Aang, bro. Like,
okay. Apart from Aang, who was your favorite character in this?
Mr. I R O H, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever
you
said before, bro. I R O H. He's taking a piss, man.
He's upset.
I'm so angry at Hashi right now. Like, honestly, bro.
But I'm not gonna lie to you. Like,
there's one thing to not like it, but to call it an abomination something that you didn't even see the source material. Like, you see how
I don't want to see the source material.
You know how lazy
because of how bad the show was. I don't want to see.
That's another thing you have to realize. Yeah. Stop connecting it to the source material.
That's your issue.
But I can't help that.
That's your issue. That's your issue, man.
You're making it look bad.
Because
what do you mean?
Because the animation's way better than this.
Yeah.
But if you're saying, because you haven't watched the source material, you can't appreciate this. If I want to watch this,
there you
I'm
go.
Not motivated to go and watch
this. That's fair. Get him.
This is what he done to me earlier on. You see what I'm saying? You see this?
You see when we go outside? Oh my
God. You're on it, yeah?
No, my days. Nah, but like, I did obviously want to ask you, like, obviously, as people that didn't watch the cartoon, yeah, you've watched some of it, whatever, but I understand there's probably going to be some things where you're like, yo, this is sped through. I don't understand this. Maybe this will happen. But for someone who has seen it, like, I'm talking about my views on this personally.
Mm.
I thought they did a good job. Like, it's I can't be mad at it. The fighting looks great.
Okay job. If you say good, I'll say okay.
Fair enough.
By the way, hardcores like you are really split, by the way, because like both my nephews hated this.
I wouldn't say I hated it. No, I didn't hate it.
You know what I mean? But for me, like, there's no nuance to it. Obviously, this is an allegory about what do you call it, climate change and stuff like that, and meant to be given for kids in it. And it's actually great to see in it. And stuff about loving the earth and all that kind of stuff and making sure that there's balance and all that kind of stuff. Great.
Wait.
Fantastic.
Climate change?
Yeah, I was going to say that. I don't get it.
Where did you get the climate change?
from
what's it? IAHLR.
Fucking Greta Thunberg over here, bro.
Obviously,
the fact that they want to kind of bring balance to all the elements, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? And obviously, climate change is the fact. The whole point of climate change is there's no balance.
He's on his own.
Okay, I get it.
You know what I mean? Stop screening, man. That's what I got anyway. That's what I got from
fair
it.
Enough, fair
but
enough.
For me, the biggest issue is like the dialogue, the way the kind of story was. I don't know. It just felt like it was so much happening, man. Like it's so scattered, kind of thing. Hence the reason why I just kind of wanted to get through it, and I mean at a certain point, because I just felt okay, you know what I mean? And like the whole reveal of a kind of Zuko and the fact that he didn't want to sacrifice those guys that he's so horrible to and stuff like that.
Hold up.
Is that animation accurate? Yeah?
Was that
what?
The reason he got sent on the ship is because he didn't want to sacrifice
I can't remember if that was the exact reason, to be fair to you. I can't remember if that was the specific reason. Yeah.
Was there anything in this show that isn't an animation that caught you off guard?
Yeah, like the beginning, the very beginning. Okay. We'd never seen him kill the air nomads. We just started the show. He's in an iceberg, and we knew, yo, he's the last airbender.
Mm. That was it.
That Sozin, the old Fire Lord, had run up on them, and they killed all of them. And obviously, they're stronger because of the comet. They obviously never explained that part, because they're going to explain, like at the very end, you see the guy saying the comet is coming, it's close and stuff like that, which is obviously going to culminate the whole season.
So is that more a thing where...
I don't even want to answer him.
No, man. You have to. I'm sorry, you have to.
God.
So are certain kind of like the elements more powerful because of certain kind of like actual kind of natural weather
for
events?
Fire it is.
Yeah, different clans. Yeah. No, for water as well. They had the blue moon.
The blue moon as well, yeah. There's so also like an element of bloodbending too that I don't know if they're going to bring that, but like Katara in the cartoon can do it, but only when there's a full moon kind of thing.
Okay.
There's things like that too.
It sounds like Gen V.
No, but again, not it goes back. Gen V's a great show. But I'm just saying, what did I do, Kevin?
Guy, bro. You know what I mean? But Gen V's a great show.
It is a great show.
Bro, you keep doing it, man. Just chill.
Nah, but I'm just saying, like, with this, it goes back to my climate change thing. Because obviously, all these powers are amplified.
It, what's his name?
By, you know what I mean?
Greta Thunberg, yeah.
Greta Thunberg. I'll take it. She's a climate champion. But for me, I found that interesting. That powers, the kind of bending is kind of like... becomes more powerful or kind of souped up OP when there's certain things happening in the world.
You know their feel for like Zuko when they did the Agni Kai, he's fighting his dad and his dad just don't care, he's that rude and he just burnt his eyes.
That's pretty cool.
Zuko character was, he was a good actor, it's a good story arc, but there wasn't enough.
He bothered me. Zuko bothered me. Like, Aang was reaching out for him. Aang gave him some sort of ology. He said, come on, man, come. Like, we want you on our team. Yeah.
No, but he wants...
And he's like, get out of me!
But okay, it's cool. But then when you get... No, hold on! But then when you get to the third season, and then, like, for example... I don't want to spoil it, though.
No, don't.
This is part of the character development, though. Like, he starts off wanting the acceptance from his dad. Do you know what I mean? Like, so he has to be like, I need to catch the Avatar, bring him home so I can come home.
He has that in the animation?
Yeah. Okay. He needs to catch the Avatar. He's chasing them all around the world. That's his mission.
So he wants to go home.
But he was banished. Do you know what I mean? And then you know, like, didn't feel like for General Iroh, his son dying.
Apparently, General Iroh is the most powerful firebender.
Brother, the dragon from the.
listen. So I thought Iroh was the best character.
Was it?
Iroh. I know how to say that.
Huh?
Which one was Iroh again?
He was the Zuko's the old uncle.
The uncle.
Yes. And when she realized the reason why he is the way he is, I thought that was pretty cool, man. Again, that's one of the rare moments we actually get a bit of, you know what I mean, character. We understand the mortal wound, innit?
You know, didn't feel for anger at all, being a kid and having this much responsibility? No. Really?
It didn't translate for you. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Why didn't he learn to waterbend?
Because he never did.
He never did. He was a child.
But why does he want to, like...
He needs to master all elements.
He needs to get on purpose. Yeah, he needs to get through that, innit? He needs to find... He needs to also, like, for him to also want to waterbend and do all of these things, he needs to himself accept the responsibility I need to become the Avatar.
As he is the last Avatar.
He's not trying to accept that responsibility right now. He doesn't want to do it. He keeps saying that. I don't want this power. He told Appa, I don't want this. Like, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Without you spoiling it, I kind of sense that Katara is going to teach him waterbending.
Come on, man, Master Katara, man.
Yeah, because they refer to Master Katara.
Is the water gecko thing from the animation?
One more, sorry?
The water gecko. Well, you know when he transforms into.
Yeah, that's an animation. Yeah. Really? He's like a big fish.
Yeah.
It looked like a Godzilla thing.
I thought it was a gecko.
In the cartoon, it looks like a big fish.
Okay.
But. Yeah, it looked a bit different.
Do you know what I think is?
Bro, sorry, one second. What's the other fire guy? The scumbag.
Zhao.
He's a.
Yeah.
He's a big.
By the way, I forgot his name, but he's just a great character actor.
He is.
But Zuko played his hand with him though, innit? He was just like, "Don't tell anyone." And then from there, he knew I can play this guy. Yeah. And then that was it. But
the sister with the electric bending
Azula.
With the electric bending thing. Is she that cold? Yeah? Hey.
She's
is she
cold
the truth?
In animation, she's cold.
Oh, you seen that bit?
I'm gonna tell you. Wait for her.
just
wait for her.
Yeah, but the actress is not selling it to me though.
No, but it'll get there though.
You think so?
I think it'll get there. I think it'll get there.
I agree with you on that. Like, that's the one thing. She
that's part of the character development. I'm gonna say
every time you open his mouth, yeah, it goes like this. Yeah.
I don't know what he said for the last 20 minutes. I don't know what he said. All I'm saying is, yeah, once, I hope they do the season 2 and 3. But once all of this ends, I think people will look at it differently in totality.
Are we going to be like what you was with Dune 1?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
You really think there's going to be a season 2?
I think so, yeah. No, a lot of people are talking about this, man. At the end of the day, it's all about how much views you get, innit?
Yeah.
And it's getting a lot. It's like, what is it? It was number one on Netflix for
me. I think I may be doing mode disservice. I think I have to watch the animated one to understand how great this is, because this has been really bad.
Well, you might hate it.
You might, yeah.
When you watch
you also have to hate it more, because this is horrible. And like I said, you also have to have like an open mind and understand they can't show every aspect of what they showed in the cartoon because it's only 8 episodes.
But can I just say one thing? Like, you are giving this a lot of grace that you don't normally show.
No, I'm not saying it's not perfect. I'm saying like they skip a lot of stuff and like there's parts of.
You don't say that, bro.
What do you mean?
Because One Piece showed how it can be done. Yes. One Piece is what, 8 episodes?
I can't speak on One Piece. I ain't seen that.
Let me explain to you.
Oh, interesting. That says a lot, actually. Anime, yeah?
Why does it say a lot? We're talking about episodes.
You see those 8 episodes on Netflix? Yeah. That covers 400 animated episodes.
I swear.
Yeah.
So they never skipped, you're saying they
skipped loads, but they did it properly. Well. So you using an excuse for Avatar doesn't add up. There's a way to do it.
I can say that's a gripe for me though, no? Like there's a lot of things that it they skipped out. There's like parts of the CGI, not all of it looked great. Some of it did look really good.
I thought the fire looked good. I thought the water looked horrible.
The lighting was done very well.
Water looked horrible, fire looked good.
But I'll say this, like, it's not a perfect show. I get that, innit? My only thing was him starting off with like with an abomination and all of that. That's done me for the day, bro.
That's done you for the day.
That's done me for the day, bro.
Choreography?
I thought it was fine.
I was okay with that. I was fine because I'm comparing it to the M. Night Shyamalan. That was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Yeah. They did is somebody doing more than they need to do to
just
achieve
get a bit
something.
Of gust of wind. Yeah.
No, I thought the set piece on the boat with Katara and Aang was done well. Like that choreography was really good. Yeah. I mean, but overall, like, I just couldn't connect with it, man.
Yeah, CGI was good at some parts.
Yeah. You can tell they spent the money. Just like with One Piece, they spent the money, and you can tell they spent the money. And
you're telling me this is a kid show when they've had that. Was it Cole?
Cole?
The demon thing.
The face
that
thing.
That is not for children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
a nightmare.
No, like,
that's nothing if you want
it. No, but yeah, translating into live action is not going to be a kid show. But in the cartoon is Nickelodeon, isn't it? Like, it's just that part of it.
Yeah, that was a bit.
The face stealer.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. When he saw Avatar Roku and he said to him, bow down, hop on one leg, haha, I'm joking. That was that. It had a lot of heart, man, this show. Like, it was heart. Like,
I thought that was going to be a theme where he transforms into each Avatar.
That's what I thought.
Even the one with the Kyoshi, when she. That never happened in the cartoon.
Oh.
That never happened
really?
In the cartoon, okay. Yeah. When they showed it, she's like, I'll show you the power. And she's like,
yeah.
Then she showed up and she did, hey, yo, come on, man. And all these avatars, they have their own different story. Like Roku was best friends with Sozin, who was the one who killed the air nomads in the first episode. They were best friends, bro.
Yo, Mo.
That they were brethren, bro.
Mo, when did you watch the animated version? What age were you when you watched it?
I was in uni.
Oh wow! Okay. Yeah. Was that the time it was on or was that late?
No, it was a bit later.
Yeah, the time the animation came out, seasons weren't a thing.
Yeah,
that's why you have 26 episodes for season one. They split up later. It's like one of them, you know, Friends.
Yeah,
they've now split up into seasons.
Yeah. Oh, was it not like that before?
No.
Oh,
that's why they named the one where Ross.
Yeah, all of them are the one with, oh snap.
Interesting.
Yeah. I did not know that. No idea.
Listen, all I'm gonna say is, I don't care what you say. When season two comes out, we're reviewing it.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Understand.
All
right. Like, I'm telling you, bro. I'll review it by myself.
You better get to know.
Yeah. You better recognize. Okay. But shout out to you, Aang, man. I love Aang, bro.
By the way,
I love him, man.
No, you should be very happy we're not rating this. You know what I mean? Because you would be
ready. No, that's a threat. Why? No. Don't fall for it.
Why should I be happy?
Don't fall for it.
I'll rate it what I want to rate. You rate what you want to rate.
No, but it sounds like you'd probably rate it 9.
I don't understand. No, I wouldn't rate it 9. No. Okay. I'd probably give it like a
6?
7-ish, something like that.
That's high.
That's too high.
Nah, man,
that's
too high. It's too
high. What's the animation?
It's just... the animation is like, it's almost 10 out of 10, brother. Like, let's be real. No,
to be fair, the way people talk about it...
Let's be real. Come on. Come on.
Shout out to all my cartoon lovers.
That's
a 10 out of 10 almost. Like, that cartoon... Like, listen, please watch it.
I think I should.
Watch it.
Both my nephews said, like, for you to understand how bad this is, you have to watch the animated thing and know the love that we have for it.
I was gonna say shout out to your nephews, but man, come on.
No. But my nephews, they love it. They both said this is a 12 out of 10. They're twins. They said it's a 12 out of 10. They said it's the best. They said it's the best TV show, and they're both like 20s now.
What, the Netflix ones?
No, the cartoon. I'm probably sounding like I'm making this seem like the Netflix.
You sound like
show
you're caving for this.
No, but I'm defending what you're like. I'm trying to defend it because of what you lot are saying, innit? That's why it makes it sound like I'm making it like it's a 10 out of 10, the Netflix one, innit? It's not. It has its problems, 100%, innit?
Which one was better? Avatar or The Legend of Korra?
I didn't finish The Legend of Korra, so Avatar for me.
Both my nephews said Avatar. Yeah, without even skipping a beat.
The dynamic with the main cast, the character development, like just... It's beautiful for me, man. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I told you, like, brother, I shed tears.
You're a grown man at the time you shed tears.
I was a grown man.
That shit's powerful. I think I need to watch it.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
my nieces, they want to start it, so I might watch it then.
Cool.
Yeah, bro. Listen, I do everything in good faith in it. Like, I watched this and I did not like it. And I take on everything on board of what you said, or both my nephews said. I'll give the animated version the respect it deserves, and I'll watch it.
Yeah,
I don't think you're gonna watch it, bro. That's cool. I don't think you're gonna do it.
Have you? You know what? Have you watched Atlanta? Did you finish it?
I haven't finished the last season.
But I have the respect for you to know that you're gonna finish it at some point.
I will, so have
the respect for me, bro. You know how much stuff I watch. I'll watch it.
All right, cool. I'm gonna check back with you in like a month.
Yo, a month. Give me the summer, man.
They're like 20-minute episodes.
Bro, it's like
you can
26.
26. One,
come on, bro.
You can at least
got stuff to watch. You got stuff to watch as well, man, for the pod.
Oh, goodness gracious me.
That's what I struggle with, like watching old shows, because there's
stuff I need to watch now.
Yeah, it is hard to.
So you can only do
up.
Like one at a time. You know what I mean?
It is hard to catch up on stuff, but yeah. Anyone else got anything to say?
No.
Cool. That was our review for Avatar: The Last Airbender. Didn't go how I thought it would go, guys.
Sorry, man.
This was a bit. Don't do that. This was a big surprise, but guys, let us know in the comments what you think. Like I said, listen, it sounds like I'm caping, but I'm not that much. Like, I'm not caping that much. It's a good show. I'm not saying it's the best thing ever. But yeah, it has its problems at the end of the day, innit? But man, yeah, we'll see how it goes. Hopefully they get a season two.
Hopefully.
Come on. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate that, man. See, yeah. At least
I'm rooting for you, bro.
But that season two would need to be like next year. Because my man's growing, man.
Yeah, that is a problem. That's like the Stranger Things issue, isn't it? Yeah.
They're growing up. And you know what's it called? They're doing an animation movie for Avatar.
Oh. I heard, yes. Yeah, it's going to, yeah, they are. They are trying to plan that.
They're trying to bring about where Aang is an adult and everything.
The continuation.
That's kind of like the Naruto thing, isn't it? And Boruto.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway, guys, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out. Follow Ken Ken Reviews in the socials down below in the description. And we'll see you guys for more reviews. Peace.
Peace.